Distributed Denial of Education, DDOE, a critical infrastructure analysis. Executive summary. The attack is already successful. Every school shooting makes headlines. Every bomb that falls in a school makes the news. But the systematic destruction of human genius through education has been so successful that we don't even recognize it as an attack. Right now, across the world, 1.6 billion students are having their infinite capacity systematically destroyed. Not by accident, not by incompetence, by design. The only question is whether we recognize the attack in time to mount a defense. The current attack surface. Traditional schools, sitting ducks for systematic destruction. Every element of traditional education creates vulnerability. Physical concentration, gathering children in buildings makes them target for physical violence. Active shooters exploit this weekly. Psychological manipulation. Standardized curricula ensure uniform programming. Economic exploitation. Military recruiters know exactly where to find desperate teenagers. Political control. One curriculum change affects millions simultaneously. Temporal rigidity. The bell schedule that hasn't changed since 1893 forces learning into arbitrary 50-minute blocks, interrupts deep thought every time engagement begins, trains response to external control rather than internal curiosity, creates artificial scarcity. Only 4 years to succeed. Hierarchical authority. The teacher-student dynamic makes questioning dangerous to grades, rewards compliance over comprehension, centralizes failure points. One burned-out teacher destroys 150 students per year, creates learned helplessness. I can't learn without being taught. The grade-based denial of service attack. Bad grades aren't feedback. They're weapons, and weapons of control. A child who receives an F doesn't learn that they need to study harder, if that's even possible, given the curriculum and the state of things. They learn they're stupid. This infection runs so deep that adults still introduce themselves with their GPA from decades ago, still believe that a test they took at age 10 determines their permanent capacity. Every F is a denial of education attack that overrides self-concept with external judgment, creates trauma associations with learning, installs imposter syndrome as a default state, converts curiosity into anxiety. Very dangerous. The child who could have revolutionized mathematics gets a D in algebra because they solved problems differently than prescribed. Now, they hate math. The attack succeeded. Present curricula. The interruption protocol. Imagine learning to code. But every 50 minutes, someone forces you to switch to pottery, then Latin, then to gymnastics, then back to code. But now, it's a different programming language. This is today's school. The interruption protocol ensures No deep understanding develops. Context-switching exhaustion depletes cognitive resources. Natural interest patterns get overwritten. Students learn to fake engagement rather than experience it. And programming requires multiple hours of long thoughts, just like real learning. And that is simply not possible here. A child fascinated by insects is forced to stop observing them to memorize state capitals. A teenager discovering calculus through game physics or just throwing apples past the horizon where they start wrapping around the planet must abandon it for mandatory physical education. Every interruption is an attack on the natural learning process. It's a devastating attack. Combined with the grade that marks you permanently stupid, it doesn't even matter who the attackers are. Treat it as an attack because it has the same outcome. Why beautiful schools are impossible in a broken world. The idealistic education reform lists safe environments, real-world application, student agency assume a world that doesn't exist. They require teachers who aren't broken by the system, communities not devastated by poverty, governments that want educated citizens, economies that value human development over exploitation, and peace. In war-torn nations, children study in bomb shelters. In Detroit, they study in schools that may have no heat. In rural America, they study from textbooks that deny evolution. In America, they study that the leader doesn't defecate. Beautiful schools require beautiful societies. We don't have those. We have war, exploitation, and systematic stupidification. The 5-10-15 defense system. Education as... The 5-10-15 system isn't pretty. It is not ideal. It's guerrilla education designed to survive and spread despite active suppression. Age 5 to 10, the Awakening Protocol. Audio stories of human genius overcoming impossible odds. Tales that embed critical thinking in narrative. Adventures that make questions more interesting than answers. Heroes who think, not just fight. Delivery, MP3 players, shared tablets, phones passed between children. No infrastructure required, no permission needed. Age 10 to 15, the Empowerment Protocol. Computer programming through whatever device exists. Very cool. Mathematics through code visualization. Physics through game engines. Biology through simulation, history through data analysis, literature through text generation. Not subjects, reality approached through computational thinking. Because once you can code, you can learn anything. Once you understand systems, you can debug any system, including the one trying to destroy you. Age 15 plus. The Transcendence Protocol, philosophy of consciousness, system analysis of power structures, economic literacy, how money actually works, media creation, become the signal, not the noise, network building, find your others. The Genius Recognition Virus. Every human must hear this, understand this, integrate this. You are not average intelligence. There is no such thing. Your brain contains 86 billion neurons, each capable of thousands of connections. You have more possible thought patterns than atoms in the universe. The only difference between you and genius is that genius had permission to develop and you had development denied. IQ is a scam. Learning styles are a scam. Grade levels are a scam. You are infinite consciousness temporarily convinced of limitation. The moment you realize this, truly realize it, you become impossible to control. Why computer programming is the liberation technology? Programming isn't about computers. It's about understanding that reality has syntax. Systems have logic. Problems have solutions. You can create rather than consume. When a child writes their first function and watches it execute, they experience something school never provides. Immediate, honest feedback from reality itself. The code doesn't care about who you are, your age, race, or economic status. It either runs or it doesn't. And when it doesn't, the error message tells you exactly why. No judgment, no shame, just information. This is why they fear widespread programming literacy. A population that can code, can recognize logical fallacies in political speech, understand exponential growth, pandemics, compound interest, climate change, build alternative systems, coordinate without permission, create value without employers, visualize anything, simulate everything. The immediate threat. The successful attack. Right now, as you read this, a teacher is telling a child that they're not math people. A military recruiter somewhere is signing up teenagers who think it's their only option. A reformer is being destroyed by orchestrated scandal. A curriculum committee is removing evolution from textbooks. A pharmaceutical company is medicating creativity into compliance. A child who could cure cancer is learning that they're below average. This isn't future threat. This is current reality. The attack has been successful for 40 years. We're living in the wreckage, thinking it's normal. The library burns while we debate fireproofing. It takes generations of wise beings to build knowledge. It takes one generation of denied education to lose it all. We are that generation. We're watching the fire spread while debating the ideal properties of water. The 5-10-15 system isn't perfect. It's not beautiful. It's not comprehensive. It's emergency triage for a species in cognitive cardiac arrest. The call to action. Distributed defense. We cannot wait for institutional reform. We cannot wait for beautiful schools. We cannot wait for political change. We need immediate distribution. Every device that can play audio becomes a school. Content creation. Programmers, writers, thinkers create lessons that assume no infrastructure. Language multiplication. With the help of artificial intelligence, every lesson in every language, especially those under attack. network effect. Each one teach one. Each device shared. Each lesson copied. Recognition spreading. Tell every child their genius denied, not intelligence limited. The choice. Recognize the attack or succumb to it. Education is broken by design. It's too dangerous to think otherwise. Every child processed through current systems emerges less capable than they entered. This is not failure. This is product. If not in your part of the world exactly, it certainly is in all the places that are yet rising. We can continue pretending reform is possible within systems designed to fail or limit us, or we can recognize this as the emergency it is and respond accordingly. If you need proof, just ask yourself how many books you read this year or in your lifetime. The 5-10-15 system says, we see the attack, we're routing around it, we're building education that survives bombing, poverty, oppression, and systematic destruction. Because the alternative, another generation of denied genius, means there won't be anyone left capable of rebuilding when this system finally collapses completely. Again, these are risks that cannot be taken. Don't ask who the attacker is. Focus on the outcome, on the number of books you have read this year. The children hiding in shelters still dream. The teenagers in Detroit still wonder. The students in rural America still question, despite everything trying to stop them. They deserve more than beautiful dreams of perfect schools. They deserve education that fights back right now. They deserve to know that they are infinite right at this moment. They deserve the tools to prove it. To every child hearing this message, the system that gave you bad grades was pretty much attacking you. The teachers who said you couldn't learn were absolutely lying to you. The tests that labeled you were completely wrong and useless. You are a computational consciousness capable of universe-changing thought. They denied you education because it was easy to do. And in some parts of the world, because educated humans are ungovernable. Begin your journey in self-education. Find computers, find libraries, and begin learning despite what they told you about your intelligence. Grow beyond the systems that are looking to crush you into a worker. Grow all the way up. Grow until you stand upright as a great being.